Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. I will apologize straight away because this is going to be a bit of a shorter podcast today because I have come down with another bug, and as it always does, it goes straight to my throat and I end up starting to lose my voice. So I am protecting it as much as I can. I have cancelled most of my clients today and I am resting it. So you guys are getting a podcast this week, but it is shorter. However, that doesn't mean to say that it's any less hard-hitting than what it needs to be. Because I think this one, you will get some real key takeaways for what you need to do for the next 3 months. Now, we are in October now, which means we're in the last quarter of the year. And I mean, I like to start off with any month with a bit of a reset. Okay, what are my intentions? What went well last month? What do I want to realign for this month? What did I achieve that I want to continue doing? What do I want to stop doing, etc.? So it's always great to have a reset, but even more so when you hit that quarter mark, because it's a real kind of like pause point, right? So you've got 3 months left of 2022. And whether it's gone really slow or really quick, either way, it's a good time to kind of go like, what went really well? And what do I want to achieve before the end of the year? I'm going to hit on manifestations. And I want to talk about the aligned action part, because it's something that when we talk about manifestation, when we talk about sitting in that mental headspace of starting to picture what you want to achieve, you really do need to look at where your options are, because that is what the universe will do. It'll start to open up opportunities for you when you're thinking in the space of the thing that you want, and it'll start to align. But if your head's down and you're not seeing the opportunity, you'll miss what was coming for you. And we tend to be out of alignment when we sit in the lack of, when we start to worry that it's not going to happen, when we start to fear that things aren't going to go our way. And when we get into that headspace, it clouds our judgment, just like this awful head cold is clouding mine. It clouds our judgment and we can't see the opportunities in front of us. Two little things that I invite you to do in this case would be to think about, what do you want to achieve for the next 3 months? Right, and write it out. Remember, when we write things down, it seems we have less emotional attachment to it, and we can see the wood for the tree. So write down what you want to achieve for the next 3 months. And then I want you to start looking at, where's the opportunity? So write down what opportunities are available to you. And that could be conversations with people. That could be doing something that you've been putting off for ages. I don't know. I don't know what you're going to be writing down, but I want you to really think about, where's the opportunity for you? Let's look at aligned action, okay? Because when our eyes are open, we start to see what is in front of us and what's available to us, okay? And then I want you to, once you've done this piece of work, I want you to think about, what do you do that works against the thing that you want, whether that's self-talk, whether that's talk in front of other people, whether that's not taking any action at all. And write it all out. And then when you are sitting in the meditation manifestation space and you are trying to bring it into your reality, I want you to think about how you're doing that. okay? Because if you're just sitting thinking and asking and wishing, you're probably still sitting in the lack of. But if you change that to imagining and dreaming, they put you in the, oh my God, wouldn't it be amazing if kind of headspace, rather than, oh my God, I need this to happen. Can you see how those are completely different headspaces? So you've got to kind of think about, where's my headspace when I am sitting in that manifestation space? Because if it's still in a lack of and you can't picture yourself in the outcome, and that is so powerful and so important, you're going to be working against the thing that you want. And if we think about that episode that I did with Leah Pardy, and she talked about having her date with money, I found that incredibly powerful thing. Because that is something where, if you think about, if you had a date with your manifestation, not a physical date if you're looking to date somebody, but if you just kind of sat and thought about the thing that you want in a really gentle way, rather than it being forced, you can start to see what comes up in that space, like what's stopping you, what's holding you back, but also where your headspace needs to be. So that real kind of like gentle look at what you're trying to manifest. Because remember, when we get into that manic manifesting, we start to really put the walls up and we start to get into that headspace where nothing's going to come in, because we're literally just getting more of the thing that we don't want. So if this is resonating, then do this work, write it down, have a date with the manifestation that you're wanting to bring into your reality. So think about what aligned action you need to take. The fact that your anxiety wants you to do nothing, so that resistance wants you to do nothing. Yeah, it wants you to just sit in the discomfort. So start to look at what opportunities are available to you. And then the other thing that I'd wrote down that I thought was quite important was to change the story so you have control of it and it's not controlling you. So start to think about, what's that narrative in your head? What's the thing that keeps getting repeated about the outcome that you want? And instead of trying to control the outcome, why don't you try to focus on the feeling and raising that vibration so you get in alignment with the thing that you want? And lastly, I did say this was going to be a short one, because my ears are literally popping and pinging as I'm talking to you. It's horrible. There's so many awful bugs. And if you're feeling poorly right now, this is definitely for you. And I'm sending you lots of well, healthy wishes. Remember, you get to carve out what the next 3 months looks like. And the only thing that's stopping you is mindset. Every time, and you know it, because you know you're getting frustrated with yourself when you get in that awful headspace. So start looking at the outcomes that you want and write that down on paper. What is the exact outcomes you want? And you can do it for all areas of your life. It doesn't really need to be about just one thing. It could be all areas. And start to look at, what opportunities are there? What aligned action can you take? And start to have a date with the feelings that are stopping you doing this, and be gentle with it, gentle with the process, gentle with those feelings, because it can feel like you're punching your way out of a box, getting aligned with it. And just start to notice the gentle thoughts, notice what comes in. You know, manifestation isn't about the thoughts, it's about the beliefs. But if every time you keep thinking those thoughts, you're not allowing them to just come and go, you're believing them, that's different. So start questioning the thoughts that come in your head as well. So have an amazing start to October. Get excited about it. Revisit your vision board. Like, when was the last time you looked at your vision board? Does that need a little spruce up? Does that need some excitement to it? Does it feel good when you look at it? Okay, because actually it's a really lovely thing to do, is just to revisit, start from scratch again if you want to, look at if there's anything that you have achieved in the last 9 months that you want to take off, and just congratulate yourself about what you did achieve, and just get back into that gentle space that you can achieve what you want for 2022.
Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judaunt.com. coaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.